Okay, good evening, everyone. It is Thursday, September 26th at 6:05 p.m. This is the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen Finance and Public Safety Committee meeting. Can we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, number three, roll call.
Roger Teltoni Smith. Robin, are you there? No? Okay, George Kurtica.
Present.
Sarah Wadomski.
Here.
All right, so you have a quorum present.
Here?
We hear you, Robin. Here.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
Okay, number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I have none.
Nope, me neither.
Number five, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak?
Yes, is there anyone from the public?
Hi, Karen.
I figure I'll speak here. This is Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. I do this every time just to let you know that I'm watching and saying I appreciate the fact that you're volunteering. And it bothers me terribly that there aren't more residents out here. Also, I get lonely by being the only public every time. But that being said, I will speak my mind. I see that on the regular agenda of the Board of Aldermen that they're talking about financial things. And being that this is the subcommittee for finance, I hope I can take some privilege and ask to just briefly suggest that when we're doing the capital plan, that we also maybe begin to start exploring a referendum question or questions in regards to the major things that we're never going to have enough money for. The purchases of the fire trucks, that they exist for 20 to 30 years. So having a referendum and spreading that over the 30 years is the smart way to do it anyways. So I would hope that that gets looked at sooner rather than later. And the second thing that was also part of the financial was you've got the reevaluation being postponed, which, you know, that could go either way. It is what it is. But I would ask that, I know Brian Hall raised the question of some of these special assessments or incentives that are being offered to developers and that we need to really pull those in and see what we're doing. We also have the solar up on the transfer station that nobody knows if we're making any money from that, if we're not making any money, then that's been there for almost 10 years. We've got the fuel cells that recently went in. Are we losing income there that should be done? I would suggest that being that we're going to delay things for a year, maybe we can get the assessor to really evaluate all of everything that should be on the capital list there and make sure that she's not missing anything, make sure that the evaluations are accurate. And so maybe our grand list can grow in a way that's really what it should be versus what it might be. Final thing, though, and I'll speak to my third ward alderwoman, is up at the spillway up at Whittock Park. There's all kinds of phragmites growing inside the spillway. Can we please get maybe Public Works to address clearing that out? Because other than that, if we do get a hurricane or major rainstorm, unlike what we saw in Oxford, that's going to just overtop the road there, go barreling down High Street, and we'll have the same disaster that Oxford had. And that's it for today. And thank you for your service.
Thank you, Karen. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
Why they're having tracked these calls.
Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Okay, with that, public portion is closed. Number six, opioid settlement funds distribution. discussion and possible recommendation to the full board of aldermen, alderwomen on the distribution of opioid settlement funds in the amount of $66,000 for the past 2 years. Can you please mute yourselves?
They lie.
If you're listening. Thank you. Okay, I'd like to make a motion that the requested distributions be approved. 15% of the funds to be put into the 2024-2025 working balance account for the vote to allocate for the 2024-2025 budget shortfall expenses in the amount of $15,273. For the media awareness campaign, subject to the approval of the chief of staff, in the amount of $23,000. For the police Polaris, with stipulation that any future replacement is prohibited from city funds, in the amount of $25,000. For the drug education and prevention supplies, in the amount of $4,504, which total requested in those items is $67,777. And that is in the form of a motion. Can I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
He says consensual steps. I assure you the
young girl wants her first. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, number 7. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. At 6:12 p.m. Thank you, everyone. So.